This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
There were so many words that would have been appropriate, but because of the deep emotions of the hour, I found it almost impossible to speak. I choked up. All I could finally say was, "You people know of my love. You people know of my love." That summed it up, and that was enough. Someday, and I don't want to sound melodramatic or maudlin, but someday, in a sense, you're going to be saying goodbye to your family if you have that opportunity. May it be said of you that you can be in that location, that place, wherever it may be, whenever it may be, and say, "You know of my love for you." Why? Nothing else matters. Do you remember the great equation from 1 Corinthians 13? Anything in life minus love equals zero. Don't ever forget that equation. Anything minus love equals zero. Don't ever forget that in terms of your love for Christ and your love for people. One more story by Ken Chafin, and then I'll close. When I went back into the local church ministry from the classroom, the college classroom, I began conducting funerals again. And I was surprised by how many of these services were conducted in the chapels of funeral homes instead of the sanctuaries of churches. One day, as I rode back from the cemetery with a funeral director, I asked about this trend. He assured me that eventually all memorial services would be conducted away from church because, in his words, people don't like to go to church to be reminded of death. I asked a funeral director at the first service who was here this morning this question, "Are you seeing that?" And he said, "Not only am I seeing that," he said, "now," he said, "we're having funerals where the family says, we don't want a minister. We don't want a minister to have the service. We want so-and-so just to speak." And so there's a trend not only getting away from the church, but getting away from anything spiritual, even at a funeral. Ken Chafin says, "Although I did not outwardly react to his remark, I determined in my mind that I was going to do whatever I could to reverse the trend because I believe that people should be buried from the place where they made their professions of faith in Christ and where they met to worship God and where they met to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." And then he closes with this anecdotal story. "I recall the service for an outstanding young mother in the church who died. The sanctuary was so packed with members and guests that the immediate family was forced to sit on the front pew, and there were still guests who had to stand. For the close of the memorial service, the congregation sang the very strong hymn, 'How Firm a Foundation.' When we came to the last stanza, the teenage daughter of the woman stood. The teenage daughter of the deceased woman stood, and then the family and the congregation followed suit. As one voice, we sang these words, 'The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes.'" Now, those are words that you don't use and I don't use in everyday conversation, but let me tell you what the gist is. Stand firm. Stand firm in your faith. Be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And whatever you do, do everything in love. What would happen today if we took the PS, just the PS of the letter of 1 Corinthians and said, that's going to be the byword for my life, the postscript of the book of Corinthians. I can't remember anything else, but I do remember the postscript to stand firm and to do everything. Everything. Everything in love. Let's pray together.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.